Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. Steve Miggs, I had a very proud mom moment last night that I want to tell you all about real quickly, if I may.
What did you do with Barrett? Or was it with Brad?
It was both.
Little mommy. No, oh boy. Weird. That was weird.
So Barrett was in the other room, in his room, playing with some of his new Christmas toys. And Brad and I are out just kind of flipping through channels, looking at the news, all that good stuff. And Barrett calls out to us and goes, "Are you guys watching football?" And I was like, "No, buddy, there's no football on tonight." And he was like, "Why?"
So you've already turned him into a football fan.
It's happening.
But he's a Lions fan.
He's a little bit of a Lions fan, at least for the rest of the postseason. He'll be a Lions fan.
I kind of want to troll you and buy him a little, like, toddler Lions jersey that he can wear all the time. Although I do want him to grow up a Seahawks fan, of course.
Totally.
But I think it would be kind of funny if he's just rocking a Lions jersey for no apparent reason.
He's got that underdog appreciation going. But then I explained to him, like, what days of the week football is on. And the wheels were turning. So he's like, okay, so Thursdays and college. On Fridays and sometimes on Saturdays and Sunday. I mean, he was fired up.
But does he have a concept of time? Does he know that tomorrow is Thursday?
I mean, he knows that he does martial arts on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so he at least knows like that part of the week very well.
Tatum is still like clueless when it comes to any sense of time. Like, I'll just be like, "Remember last week when we blah blah blah?" I'm like, "Yeah, that was 2 years ago, but sure, that was last week." If that makes sense for you, it makes sense for me.
We're working on it, but at least he's aware that there is a schedule and he is now following it.
And also, what's going to happen in a couple of weeks when it's all gone?
Danny, I'll tell you what's going to happen. The NFL Network. They just play games all the time.
Okay, that's fine.
He doesn't need to know if the game's live or not.
Right? We'll just show him some great highlights from the year gone by.
You want to see the Seahawks win a Super Bowl? Look, Thursday at noon, they'll be showing it. Let's sit around the TV.
Russell Wilson, Mom!
Right? That Jermaine Kearse guy, he's awesome. Go Dogs!
It was a very exciting... Yeah, don't do that. But it was a very exciting night. We finally broke through. He is a true football fan.
Awesome.
Now let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and I'm going to play some audio for you guys. You're going to have to guess what today's day is. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
All right, let's see if you can figure it out. Now, I know it's easy, so tell me what it is.
Fall down the stairs day?
Close. Danny, any guesses?
I was just going to go Homer Day.
Homer Day, not even close.
Oh, okay.
We've completely walked away from what it is. What are you thinking?
Just falling day.
Nope, it's all about the stairs. It's National Take the Stairs Day, something
nice
that none of us are going to do because we're 14 flights up. Would any of you walk up the stairs in the morning?
No. I do sometimes. I definitely go down the stairs.
When?
Like, sometimes after work, I'll take the stairs down. Just one. It's only one level.
He was so offended.
Oh, you not mean, like, the parking garage.
To the parking garage, I take the stairs.
No.
Not the actual stairs of the building.
That's what I was asking. From work on the 14th. I said we're 14 floors up. Who does that? And you're like, I do that from time to
just
time.
Just from the parking garage.
That doesn't count. That's one flight of stairs. I do that every day going to bed.
It's 15 stairs. That's 15 stairs she's talking about.
You guys, it's a new year. It's a new me. I'm taking those 15 steps. I'm getting my steps
One
in.
Step doesn't count for a flight. Well, anyways, today is National Take the Stairs Day. It's all because the American Lung Association is suggesting that you, Tyron Daly, take the stairs today instead of the elevator or escalator.
Okay.
So maybe...
all 14 flights today.
Yeah, we should go back downstairs and then just walk up the 14 flights and see how we feel afterwards.
Whenever they do like one of those fire drill things and they tell you if they like walk 8 flights down to like whatever floor it is, I'm like, go F yourself. God,
really?
Come on. It's not a real fire. If it's a real fire, I'll suck it up and I'll make it happen. But this is a make 'em up.
Come on, you don't want those nice glutes?
No! Not this early.
Okay, fine.
I always give credit. I mean, credit to people who do that. Like, every day. They're like, I just take the stairs every day. Not a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're talking a little bit about football earlier. Let's talk about some football with the Seattle Seahawks because Mike McDonald did his big press conference now that the season's done. Talked to the media. Of course, he talked a lot about, you know, the firing of offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb. Talking about the differences of, like, you know, the vision of the team and having a more balanced offensive approach. The reporters kept asking and wanting to get more dirt and more dirt and more dirt. But he was just like, yeah, man, it's just between him and I, so I give him credit for that. But he did also talk a little bit about Geno Smith and, you know, the future of Geno with the Seattle Seahawks.
I want Geno to be here. I think he's a heck of a player. I'm going to do, like, what's for, the first thing always comes back for, like, for what's best for the team. I feel like Geno's the best for the team right now, and
right now and forever.
I'm getting you're the president
so
of the family.
I'll be involved with it. Ultimately, it's not my decision. It's a Seahawks decision. So, but Geno knows how we feel about him, and we love him as our starting quarterback for sure.
It's the social media team. They're in charge of making the decision. Yeah, it's a money thing. So, of course, you know, he wants a longer contract.
Sure.
So Mike McDonald's not in charge of that. But speaking of the whole, like, Ryan Grubb thing, one reporter did ask a question. I love the question. I also just love how snippy Mike McDonald gets sometimes with the media.
Mike, how much more involved are you going to be in picking this OC than the last one?
How much more? I was 100% involved last time. I'll be 100% involved this time.
Shut him down.
The look on his face was like, how much more? I hired the guy. How much more can I be?
150% maybe. Well, speaking of coaching, former Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll is reportedly a candidate for the Chicago Bears head coaching position. No surprise that they let go their coach. Their season ended 5-12. Pete is a spry 73 years old, by the way, Steve Miggs. I hope to be very much retired from my career at that point.
He's 73 in age, but I feel like he's like 50. In spirit.
He would skip up and down the field like a little sprite.
I feel like if the Bears hired him, they'd have a good 20 years with him as coach.
Oh, yeah.
If they wanted.
Absolutely.
That'd be interesting to see how he can make stuff happen with that. That'd be pretty freaking cool. It looks like we're going to have some more people coming to downtown Seattle, and that's Apple employees. They just signed the lease for nearly 200,000 square foot office over at Arbor Blocks and Arbor Blocks West in South Lake Union, which is already kind of jam-packed with
sure
the dot-comers. But it's going to be even more jam-packed, so good luck trying to find parking in that area. But anyways, the space was previously held by Meta. Now it's going to be owned by Apple, and hopefully it'll bring more business to downtown Seattle and things along those lines, because that is kind of desperately needed. I don't know if you spend much time trying to shop in downtown Seattle, but it's kind of a ghost town.
It kind of makes me sad.
Oh, man, when during the holidays, we went to Pacific Place. That was weird.
It's not really a mall anymore.
No, it's just like empty and like what it once was. And granted, I haven't been there in a long time. And maybe, well, I'm definitely part of the problem because I wasn't shopping there. But there's just like no stores there anymore.
The Hershey Bears hockey team did their annual teddy bear toss on Sunday, and they broke their own record again. Fans showed up with stuffed animals and tossed them on the ice, and it was a total of 102,343 bears.
That's a lot.
Because I imagine people can fit in there.
I'm guessing 7,000. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a bigger venue. But I was thinking, like, you know, because I know I've been for a T-Birds game. I've been to the teddy bear toss, and it's awesome when they score and everyone starts throwing the teddy bears. But 100,000, that means like people are probably bringing like 4 or 5 bears each.
That is so awesome.
At least. And here's the audio.
Oscar Bosa shoots. It's scores! Bring on the sweet, cuddly mayhem. Mike Scarbosa makes the fur fly. It's teddy bear toss bedlam in Hershey. Now you can throw those teddy bears in what is
inside it is here in Chocolate Town.
Okay, this announcer's killing me. Chocolate Town, I love this. That's so awesome. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 48 degrees, it's going to be sunny today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Is there a reality show that you would love to be on, Steve?
Well, I mean, the go-to is always like Price is Right. Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty freaking cool. Although I did not realize that Deal or No Deal is still going on. And it's on an island now.
I did see the preview for that. That looks awesome.
I didn't even realize they're still doing it, but now they're like, screw doing it in the studio. It's Deal or No Deal Island.
Let's go to the sunshine.
I kind of want to do that.
Well, a member of the show just submitted an application for a reality show, and this is one of their big goals for 2025. You're going to hear all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
A member of our show just submitted an application to be on their all-time favorite reality show. Is this the Golden Bachelorette?
No!
No, it's Golden Survivor.
It's not Golden Survivor either because I'm still youthful. It is Survivor, though.
So you've been a fan of this show since pretty much day one. Yes. I think I stopped watching Survivor since pretty much season one.
I'm the same. I haven't watched it in decades.
I think I watched three seasons, and then after that, I was like, I got it. I figured it out. I understand what they're doing here. It's cool, but I don't want to watch it anymore.
Fun fact, I have never once seen an episode of Survivor.
Oh. You know what, Danny? I'm sure you can figure out what they're doing.
I get it. Yes.
They have 47 seasons, Danny, so you have a lot to catch up on.
47?
That's 47 yes. Way too many.
So what, is it two a season pretty much?
Two a year, yep.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's right, two a year. So that's getting close to 25 years of Survivor.
Is that not incredible or what?
I mean, it's something. That's for sure.
I love it. I've loved it forever. I always, every time I watch it, I always want to audition, and then I never end up doing it. So, for Christmas, I told my father and my husband, I want to make an audition tape, and I want you guys to help me.
How many shots in on the evening were you when you decided to make this happen?
A few.
Okay.
Definitely a few.
This was later on in the night.
Well, yes, because all of a sudden, I'm nervous. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
So what is the application all about? Is it, obviously, you got to put in your information, but you have to do like a video or something?
Yes, you got to, so I watched a lot of like do's and don'ts from, you know, the casting director and other people that have played before. And pretty much, you just kind of like fill out the application, you get a picture, and then you have to do a video, and they say to make it about 3 minutes long.
3 minutes, wow.
Can it be less than 3 minutes? I'd imagine they don't want more than 3 minutes.
They don't want
Can
more.
Can it just be like 30 seconds? Like, yo, bitch, I want to be on Survivor. You need me. And then that's it?
You know, I don't know, because I made it like mine like 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Like, so, I was very close to 3 minutes.
So you said that there's people online that are giving the do's and don'ts. And I pulled up one, and it's a woman named Tori Stanley. Do you know who she is? She was on season 42, I guess.
Yes. So that wasn't that long ago.
Okay. And she's like a therapist / Survivor contestant.
And she's beautiful.
She is very attractive. And, and here's a couple of her tips on what you need to do on your audition tape, which you already did.
I hope I did.
So some of the most common advice when it says, what should I do for my video? People will say, well, just be yourself. I kind of disagree with that. Oh. I don't think you should just be yourself. What they mean by that is being authentic.
Yeah, like what if you're boring?
Yeah. Spice
hey
it up.
Guys, kind of want to win $1 million and get away from my husband for 3 weeks.
I mean, I hire him.
I bet BJ and George are like high-fiving, like, yeah, Survivor, take her away from us for a month.
No.
Please.
I think they were too.
Being authentic, like don't try to be someone you're not, obviously, because when you're on the island and you're starving and you're with crazy people that bring out all different sides of you, you're not going to be able to hide. So if you're trying to act or be like someone that you've seen on Survivor, and that's not really you.
I never thought about that, like with lack of sleep and food, people lose their minds. Oh, yeah. And your mind is already gone.
Uh-huh. Could you imagine?
That would be to their benefit and to our benefit as well.
They're going to see through that. But what I want you to do instead of just being yourself, I want you to be the most interesting, energetic, dynamic version of yourself possible.
What I realize is I don't really think maybe I'm not that interesting. Because talking about yourself for almost 3 minutes, what do you say?
Like, I'm sorry. I love wine.
Yeah.
and
my favorite band is Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
I live with my dad and my husband. Figure that one out.
I like to dance because it's one thing that I saw. They were
like, that's what Survivor needs is more dancers.
Well, the director was like, do not just film yourself dancing.
Oh,
we
so
do
that means,
not want that.
All right, here's another tip from Tori.
This one is huge.
Oh, thank you.
If you don't slap me across the face with your energy in the first 5 seconds of your video, I don't want it. Don't even submit it. You have to think of your video as real estate, and the first couple of seconds are prime real estate. We don't know what it's like when they are watching audition videos. I'm going to assume they don't watch all 3 minutes.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I think that within 15 seconds, they've hit stop on so many videos. They're just like, next. Next.
Yeah.
You got to slap them in the face with something huge.
Whoa.
How would said. I do that, though?
Be naked on your audition tape.
Okay.
Of every single person's video who submits. So you need to grab their attention within those first 5 seconds with being your most energetic self possible. Remember, at the end of the day, this is a television show.
Do you feel like you pulled that off?
I really am now wishing I like flashed the camera or something.
Or
was like wearing pasties.
They're not looking for strippers.
Well, like, yeah, but wearing that would catch pasties? Your attention.
But I think they mean attention with your personality, not with your hoots.
It's a family show, Sarah.
I mean, hey, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like leaves
I guarantee
that covered?
You so many people have tried going down that road, and I'd imagine that none of them have been picked.
I would think maybe one or two.
So wait, you recorded it, right?
Yes, you had to record a video.
And you sent it?
Yes.
Do you still have it?
Yes.
Can you send it to me so we can play it? Can you airdrop it to me?
Oh, God, I guess so. You guys, it's not great. I'm like
how about you let us be the judge of that? We will be the judge.
With the confidence. You should be like, yes, this is going to get me on Survivor. Let's not forget what she said.
This one is huge.
I don't think I did anything huge in my video.
Did you slap anyone in the face?
You don't slap me across the face with your energy in the first 5 seconds of your video. I don't want it.
I should have had George there so I could slap him.
Oh, wow.
So what did Sarah do
for
her audition tape for Survivor? We're going to check it out after Nine Inch Nails.
The Daily Mix Show.
Just in case you missed it, moments ago we learned that Sarah has sent in an audition tape to be on Survivor. It's a pretty good beat there,
right? Oh, it's so good.
They even still use this theme. I think it's like the first ever.
Yes, they do.
Or do they have like a remix?
No, I'm pretty sure they still use this exact one.
Oh, nice.
So we have not yet seen or heard Sarah's audition tape, but we have it because he sent it to Steve.
Yes, we do.
And so we can check it out right now, yes?
I am not looking forward to this at all.
I am so fired up. So this is just, we're just going to play it and analyze it as it goes. Did you curse?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think I blacked out.
Get ready for the dump button. Here we go.
Hey. Hi, my name is Sarah. I am 33 years old. Just turned 33.
Because that's important.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, not 40, thank you.
And I live in Seattle, Washington, and I work on a morning radio station here in town. I want to be on Survivor so bad. I'm filming this on Christmas Day, and it was...
And in the video, you are wearing pajamas in front of your Christmas tree.
I'm also not slapped in the face yet. So
no.
Yeah.
And we are 17 seconds in. I think I'd move on to the next video.
They would turn it off.
Yeah. It's not huge, and we haven't been slapped in the face with it.
It's because I'm not naked. I'm wearing pajamas.
And it was my one wish to Santa, a.k.a. my father and my husband, who are both my roommates. It's kind of weird, but it's not weird like that. It's weird in a fun way.
All right. You know what?
Now, that's the slap.
I'm going to keep watching now. You know, in less than 30 seconds, you got me.
It's not weird. It's weird in a fun way. Like, that makes it weirder somehow.
That makes me interested.
But it's not weird like that. It's weird in a fun way.
No other explanation.
If I'm a casting director, I kind of want to call you back just to find out what do you mean that it's a fun way, weird.
And I'm also curious, is like one of them holding the phone filming you and the other one has like cards with your lines on it? How was this set up?
Yeah, I'm picturing both of them behind the scenes, like kind of watching you awkwardly as you're trying to change your life by being on Survivor.
That is exactly it.
So my one wish to them was they helped me record and submit an audition tape for Survivor. So here we are.
Wait.
Yay!
Tell us how you really feel, Steve.
Sorry. I was in and then I'm back out. This is a roller coaster of emotions as a casting director for Survivor.
Yay! I think people would describe me as a fun, loving, hot mess.
Okay.
I love to have a good time. I think life should be a party always. And to think about having a slumber party with strangers that will become hopefully my besties for 30 days, for almost 30 days, is like a dream come true to me.
The fact that you refer to it as a slumber party is pretty funny.
Oh my God.
And it would be so fun.
Yeah, until you're starving and you're mad and you're tired.
Well, and if I don't like them.
Or if they, I don't know, shockingly might not like you.
I don't think that would ever happen, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
I would absolutely love that. Now, I'm going to have to work on the whole building fire and like camping thing. I've done that, I think, once in my life, and it was an experience. My husband did everything, really. But I will definitely practice. And we had a bomb cyclone here a few months ago.
You had a what? A what cyclone?
You know what? If you're a casting director, you're like, what is this woman doing right now in front of a Christmas tree talking about a bomb cyclone?
She survived it.
Thank you. And we had a bomb cyclone here a few months ago, a bomb cyclone. So we didn't have power for like a few days, and I thrived. I loved it. I had a blast in the dark and the cold. So I feel like...
Shall we go to the emails where you were complaining about it the entire time?
If I can last 2 days without power, I can last like 20-something days outside.
They said to be authentic. You're not being authentic right now. You were miserable.
I was not.
I'm ready. And I feel like my family, my friends, I think they will miss me dearly.
She didn't say coworkers.
Nope. Because
she knows the answer.
But... I got the mini Sarah to keep them company so they won't miss me too much.
And at this moment, she pulled out her little cardboard cutout of herself.
That was a gift for George for his birthday.
Yes.
But I think I like it more.
Ah, I'm so cute! Now, I might sound and seem really, really annoying and high energy, and I'm not going to lie, I am. I really am.
See, there's the authenticity right there, Sarah.
I might sound annoying, and just so you know, I am. That's fantastic.
I really kind of am. But I think once people actually get to know me and realize, like, this is just my vibe. It's a good time. People actually end up liking me more than you would think and more than I would think. Listen, I'm married. Someone was crazy enough to marry me, so... Okay. Wait. Okay. I have to just show you guys something.
Wait a second. Is that George in the background just laughing at you?
Probably. He was the one filming this.
Well, good luck.
I believe in you, Sarah. I think you did a great job, okay. And I'm excited.
A scale from 1 to 10. How do we think I did?
You know... I'm going to give you a solid, like, 8.5, 9.
Let's go!
Danny just looks like he just inhaled, like, something sour when
no,
I said that.
No, 8.5, 9.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
If I'm a casting director, granted, we went through a journey with you on that one. But on the whole, I kind of would want this woman on Survivor.
I think so, too. She would shake things up.
I'm going with a solid 2.
Oh, see, I was up in the 7-8 range. But then again, this is my first ever... Survivor tape I've ever watched.
That's fair. I will say that. It's not like I'm a casting director for Survivor, so I don't know what they're looking for.
Right.
Maybe it's just because I had to listen to that for 2.5 minutes.
Someone said Sarah will be the first one to be killed and eaten by the other contestants. Wait, they kill people and eat them now on the show?
You know what? Let's send her.
Wow. Well, we have a reality game of our own called Beat Migs Rockaholics, and Steve has a record this year of 3 wins, 2 losses,
uh-oh,
and 1 tie so far in 2025.
Haven't started off very strong.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.